I'm being less confident now with this game being on, Richard. Barry Cook, the referee here, has just described the situation as touch and go. They cleared, as I said at the top of the programme, supporters, the ground staff, even Campbell Kennedy, the commercial manager here, they were all out, fans as well, clearing the pitch. Did a magnificent job. The problem is that the snow has continued to fall quite spectacularly, and the pitch is all but covered with snow again. Now, on the plus side, both teams are out doing their warm-up, and of course the players with their studs are clearing some of the pack, but the issue is the lines. The ground staff already swept the touch lines all down across the centre line, but it's just covered up again with snow pretty quickly indeed, and that is the issue. They also, if the game goes ahead, you have, you know, the farcical condition of snow in the park with the balls skidding everywhere. The other issue is they've already allowed fans into the ground. There's around 20 minutes, less than 20 minutes now, I think, till kick-off. So supporters are inside the ground. But touch and go is the description. The referee at the moment is having a word. Tommy Dockery, the Simmering Grounds groundsman down there, he's just asking the lines to get cleared again. But the snow continues to fall. The game, as we stand at the moment, is going ahead. But I feel a bit like, I remember a year ago, Ibrox, Bobby Martin,
the Rangers Hearts game.
It's that kind of issue again, and they started the game and it was abandoned. It was almost exactly the same time of year, actually. I remember it for certain reasons, and it's actually, it could be deja vu.
Not good news coming from Paisley, I fear, Charles.
Game is off between St Mirren and Raith Rovers. There's been a real effort made, as I said, to clear the pitch, and that they did with a fantastic effort from supporters, ground staff, and lots of people from the club. But in the last hour, the snow has continued to fall. They've been continually sweeping the line, snow line the pitch, but as soon as they sweep the lines, they're covered up again. I've had a quick word with referee Barry Cook, and he said it would be impossible. If we start the game, we'd have to stop it every 10 minutes to clear the lines. That clearly isn't a goal. The trouble is, I mean, you can't get any closer to kick-off time, and then the postponement of a game. There are people inside St Mirren Park. They opened the gates, a couple of thousand people maybe inside the ground, and they've just been confirmed, the announcement has been made from Phil here, that the game will not go ahead. Reluctantly, of course, they made great effort, but there's no chance. Richard, I felt earlier on, watching the way the snow was coming down, I think it did indicate I was pessimistic about the chance of a match being played here, but it is off. I think the club would apologise to anyone who's on their way to the ground this late in the day, but there'll be no action in Paisley this afternoon. The match is off, and the players down below may respond with a snowball fight.
Yeah, look, it's incredibly late. It's horrible, isn't it, for all the fans who are inside. What was that? I mean, less than 10 minutes to kick-off time that it was postponed. The club clearly can do nothing about the fact that it snows, but should they have taken precautions, presumably the forecast, weather forecast, was that suggesting that the snow war is going to continue?
As I said, I think we've been here before, the Ibrox almost, and it's almost exactly, I checked that, it was almost exactly 2 days away from being exactly a year when Bobby Madden found himself in trouble. It was the same set of circumstances. I have to say, when I arrived at the ground, they were clearing it, they were doing a fantastic job. It was green, it looked great. Just a little patches of thin snow, but then in the last hour has been a heavy snowfall. How coupled we are, I mean, do we start over again? We've got times of the year we should be playing football. That's maybe, you know, my thoughts on that, maybe that's for another time. It's no way to treat people generally, but I think that's the price you pay if you live in this country and you try to play football in deepest midwinter. The pitch, you couldn't play. It's now thick, the snow's thick in the ground now, and it was clear. And as I said, maybe you got on with that up to a point because the players running over the pitch, the studs tend to clear it a bit. But the issue is, of course, the lines which are covering up, even since they've stopped sweeping just a couple of minutes ago, you can see the lines covering up. The snow continues to fall. And Paisley, I just don't think you should be trying to play football this time of year. That's maybe another debate altogether. Anyway, there will be no action at Paisley, and people will start to, I guess, point fingers of accusation. Club have apologised, and of course there'll be rain check tickets, the American call them snow check tickets in this case.